This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Audrey McCabe. President Donald Trump has re-endorsed Congressman Jeff Herd for re-election. Trump had withdrawn his endorsement several weeks ago after Herd pushed back on Trump's tariff policies. The president announced on Truth Social that Herd's opponent in the Republican primary, Hope Shoppelman, will end her congressional bid to join the Trump administration along with her husband. In a lengthy post, Trump stated that Herd should, quote, in no way, shape, or form be impeded from winning the district in that the Democrat alternative is a disaster for our country, end quote. Politico reports that Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders have been talking with the White House for several weeks about the race. They've lobbied both Trump and White House officials like Deputy Chief of Staff James Blair to change course and back Herd, given the competitive nature of the district. Herd won his Western Colorado district by just 5 points in 2024. The Grand Junction Police Department is alerting the community to an ongoing scam. The scheme involves individuals impersonating government and law enforcement officials. In these cases, callers falsely claim to be a judge, police officer, or other government employee. They threaten victims with arrest if payment is not made immediately. In a recent incident, a scammer identified himself as a local judge and claimed the victim had failed to appear for a court hearing. The caller then instructed the victim to withdraw a large sum of money to avoid further legal action. The police department warns locals that law enforcement agencies and courts will never call, text, or email to demand payment or request money to avoid arrest. Any official legal matters are handled through proper, verifiable channels, not urgent payment requests. On the night of March 18th, Montrose police officers responded to a structure fire on the 1900 block of White House Drive. Montrose police officer Tyler Cunningham arrived on location. He found the backside and roof of a residence that had been engulfed in flame. Community residents told Officer Cunningham that an elderly woman was trapped inside of the residence. Officer Cunningham made entry into the residence and located the woman in the bathroom. He carried the woman out to EMS personnel waiting in the driveway. Police Chief Blaine Hall commended Officer Cunningham for his quick and decisive action, which Hall said ultimately saved the woman's life. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by the Montrose Police Department and Montrose Fire Protection District investigators. Montrose City Council candidate Sam Astor has withdrawn from the race. Because election ballots for the Tuesday, April 7th municipal election have already been printed and mailed, Sam Astor will still appear on the ballot. Any votes cast for this candidate will not be counted, and those votes cannot be conveyed to another candidate. For complete election information, visit the City of Montrose elections page. The Delta Health Board of Directors has announced a reorganization in transitional leadership. Chief Operating Officer Nick Colleran has been appointed Interim Hospital Administrator. Julie Huffman, Acting Administrator, will resume her role as Chief Legal Officer. According to the Delta County Independent, the Board of Directors said that the change is to utilize everyone's strengths and talents during this time of healthcare transition. Delta Health said in a news release that the Delta Health leadership team will continue to work together to ensure the hospital is operationally stable, along with working on external initiatives to improve longer-term success of the organization. The Colorado Sun reports that Governor Jared Polis's office told state lawmakers last week that Colorado must immediately move to open a new prison. The new prison is allegedly needed in order to handle projected growth in inmate numbers. This revelation comes as the legislature is cutting social services to address a $1 billion state budget shortfall, and despite the General Assembly's pushback on much smaller funding requests for more beds at existing prisons. The Joint Budget Committee was shocked by the news, as it had already been reeling in recent weeks from cuts to Medicaid and other state services. Wetlands ecology is an important foundation of the new Pixar film, Hoppers. The studio went so far as to hire a beaver consultant, as Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
We've done it, Mabel.
In the film, an aspiring scientist transfers her consciousness into a robotic beaver.
Mabel, be careful!
And is suddenly a member of the non-human animal kingdom. Beaver behaviors and their cornerstone ecological roles are major elements of the film, and that's why Pixar turned to Emily Fairfax, a noted beaver scholar. She says the flat-tailed mammals help create essential wetlands. The fur trade decimated their historic population, as high as 400 million. And among the many threats they face today is our species' misunderstanding of them.
It's our knowledge gap that has led us to characterizing them as a nuisance.
She conceded the point on the color of beavers' teeth. They're orange in real life, but insisted that their dams not be portrayed as fragile.
Moose can walk on beaver dams.
The demands of movie magic and narrative are real, she acknowledges, but says Pixar put in the work to fairly portray this essential, absurd, and often maligned animal. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Last year, the Interior Department completed its review of a proposed Utah uranium mine in just 11 days, a process that typically takes years. It's part of President Trump's agenda to expedite permitting for energy projects. As Gabriel Pietrazio reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, tribes and environmentalists are pushing back.
On my way to Utah's Lisbon Valley, home to the proposed Velvetwood uranium mine, I had to ditch my SUV on dirt roads near the border of Colorado.
I'm really close. There was no way I was going to get up this on a rental. This area right here, southeastern Utah, is becoming the hub for this uranium renaissance.
And Canada's Anfield Energy wants to tap into that opportunity. But first, the federal government must consult with tribes. The Bureau of Land Management contacted 30 of them, including Arizona's Navajo Nation and Hopi Tribe. Only three of them commented. And letters obtained by KJZZ detail how deeply disappointed tribes are, writing, how could there be any meaningful consultation between them and the U.S. if they're only given 7 days to respond?
Drill, baby, drill.
President Trump declared a national energy emergency on his first day in office.
We will bring prices down, fill our strategic reserves up again, right to the top, and export American energy all over the world.
While Anfield CEO Corey Diaz did not respond to interview requests from KJZZ, he made a pitch to investors back in May, just days before news broke of the BLM's fast-tracked process.
This is one of the core assets that we have within our portfolio. There's historic production at the site of 4 million pounds of uranium, 5 million pounds of vanadium.
While the feds approved the project in record time, Anfield still needs permits from Utah. For Sarah Fields with Moab-based nonprofit Uranium Watch, she says Anfield is leveraging the situation.
To put out news releases and talk about this and things are going ahead, great, great, great. So please invest in us.
Keeping tabs on this proposal has been a tall order for attorney Aaron Paul with the nonprofit Grand Canyon Trust.
There's no good reason to rush this permit, and it's essentially a way to sidestep environmental review, truncate it, and shorten it so much that it can't be meaningful.
Zuni Tribal Historic Preservation Officer Kurt Donguski didn't even realize the BLM reached out. Tribes are inundated with requests to review proposals like the Velvetwood uranium mine that could impact cultural and natural resources.
And depending on the agency, I have to make a decision on whether it's worth the time and effort to respond. Because oftentimes I will with comments and I never hear back from them.
On average, a company waits about 4 years for a federal permit to be issued. University of Arizona law professor Justin Pideau believes Trump has gone too far.
It's an insult. It's designed for failure. The idea that you could give a tribe 7 days and feel like you are doing anything that is honoring a trust responsibility the United States has to tribes is laughable.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from Lisbon Valley, Utah.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.